Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The last All-Star game in our fair city was the one when Pete Martinez was mowing down Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer in Fenway Park some almost 25 years ago now. So it has been a while since there has been an All-Star game here. And Foya, you actually dug this one up. It slipped by me on the old news desk. But Brian Robb of Mass Live had that the Celtics, who have not hosted an All-Star game since 1964, team's ownership's trying to change that. Chris Haynes reported on TNT that the Celtics and the team plan on submitting a bid for the 2026 All-Star game to be at TD Garden. Now, I know we do not love All-Star games.
We don't?
The baseball All-Star game has been ruined. Interleague play has messed that up.
That's your opinion.
And the fact that they, the former commissioner of the league, who has spent a decade now trying to scrub the blood of the steroid era off his hands, Bud Selig, helped ruin the All-Star game as well. They put stakes on it. He made a bad call, all that kind of stuff. The Pro Bowl's turned into, well, let's invite celebrities and all go run around in shorts. So the NFL doesn't have an All-Star game anymore. The NHL has chopped theirs up to where even Razor hates it. So the only one that might be left in part because of star power that's worth anything is the NBA All-Star game.
But really? You're going to go to Boston?
Why not?
In February for an All-Star game?
You want to go to Minnesota? You want to go to Denver? You want to go to like in New York? I would say, I'll go to LA, Phoenix,
Vegas, I'll go to New Orleans, I'll go to Miami.
Can't go to Vegas yet. I'm sure you will be able to go. And I just thought they rotated it, to be honest with you. I didn't know that they treated it like the Olympics. So you have to bid to host. I didn't know that.
Dude.
So when I heard it last night, I was like, wait a second. You said 1966 was the last time the Celtics?
64.
So over like 56 some odd years or whatever the hell it is. That is insane. You're talking about, like, I would call Boston the mecca of pro basketball when it comes to all the banners that are hanging from the ceiling, from the rafters, okay? Most people would say Los Angeles. I'll defer right now to the Celtics. But as far as the history that exists, you would think that over 50-some-odd years, they would at least host it twice. I would just think that the NBA would say, we got to go back to Boston. Why aren't we in Boston? So all of a sudden, like Boston, now is this the mayor and the governor that says, hey, listen, hey, guys, why don't we try to get...
Well, cripes, if you got to rely on the mayor of this city, forget about it.
Who says?
Is
it Wick?
If we get money for the All-Star game, do we have enough bike lanes to be able to everybody to get
winner.
Around?
It's the winner. Nobody's riding their bikes anyways. I just felt like it was... I thought that was amazing that the city of Boston has not held an All-Star game for basketball since the 60s.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Do you know where the All-Star game is going to take place here in about a month? Salt Lake City.
Again, there's no bike lanes there. It's cold there.
In 2024,
where's it at?
Indianapolis.
Another freezing cold. So weather has nothing to do with it. Unless you want to hold it at the same place every year, which I kind of like, just like I think sometimes the Super Bowl should do that. Just have it at the same place every time. Have it in Vegas every single year or LA every single year. But I think this is great. You want this. Can you imagine all the hijinks that are going to go on at like the Encore Casino, right down the road, like right up the road? Hey, we got a shuttle that's going to be leaving every 15 minutes, boys. Hop in or get you a... We got a lot of stuff going on up here. This isn't the Boston that you heard of. This is a different city. We have a casino. We have gambling. We have lots of fun things to do.
But it is also flying on a Friday. You're out on Sunday night. I mean,
why are you against this? Why do you not like this? Are you into the World Cup you know, playing games out here, matches on the pitch in Foxborough? Are you into that?
Hoopy-doo. Communist football. Great.
You don't like that either.
No, I just don't care about it. I don't think that – I just don't know if hosting an all-star game becomes a real pants-off, dance-off moment anymore.
No, I think it's less about that. You're right. Okay, it's not like this, oh, my gosh, hey, let's watch the slam dunk contest. They're actually going to play a game. That appeal to me has flown out the window. I agree with you.
They want to do this because Tatum will be 29 and in his prime, and it'll be a great homecoming and a real romantic moment.
I know, but I'm just amazed that this is the first time, Gresh, since the 60s where they decided collectively to bid on the All-Star game, where I feel like they should be bidding on it every year.
Well, that,
you're not in the game.
That's, I guess, the surprise. You're right, is that it was that long, and that have they really been involved in the bidding process? Hell, Billy and I are wrestling fans, and we know this. Do you know cities bid on WrestleMania?
Well, I guess it's the same way as a Super Bowl.
And then. That's the thing, is that they determined that it brings an economic impact that is Super Bowl light, let's say. Talking about like, there are people flying in from, as much as it's pro wrestling, you're putting 80,000 people in a stadium and they're flying in from all over the world. Like the NBA All-Star game just kind of feels like for example, what if your team doesn't
have a player?
You have, right. Like let's say Jaylen Brown is gone and God forbid, like Tatum's hurt. Doesn't it take all the steam out of it? Like, if you don't have that guy who is your dude in that All-Star game while you're hosting it, it kind of feels hollow.
Here's the thing with...
Plus, I don't want Pac-Man Jones coming and shooting the place up.
Okay. So there are...
We have those two. But no, in all seriousness, it doesn't... I like the NBA All-Star game. I would be more interested.
So you're so focused on the All-Star game
the dunk contest and the three-point contest. That's what I want. I don't care about the game.
To me, it's about like just the attitude that your city has. Hey, we want to be just as involved as Atlanta, as LA, Miami, as New Orleans. We want to be part of the conversation. So you have to be able to be willing to be part of the conversation. So you got to dig your heels in and you got to pay for it and make it be a destination.
Ooh, I want to be like Salt Lake City. Ooh.
Well, to me, that's like they need
Indianapolis. Indianapolis, I think, got COVIDed and then that's why they got moved.
It was like Vegas and when they were supposed to host the draft and they lost it also.
Now, not because I'm much more interested in football, but the NFL draft. All right, that's a little different.
Well, I thought that we are going to get their NFL draft. It's going to be right there at the Boston Commons. They're bidding for it. They're trying to get it.
Right, they're bidding for it. Again, like everything else with the NFL.
Can you imagine the draft here in February? Can you imagine what a disaster that would be?
Oh, it's in April.
Oh, my God. Sorry, April. So it will
it's
be
the
no
All-Star
snow.
Game in That's February. Right.
There'll be no snow. It still could be unbelievably unseasonably cold.
What do we think the traffic's going to be like around the garden?
Forget it. We will be working remote. We will be working remote. You go to
your
place.
On All-Star weekend?
Yeah. Well, what about I like the fact that finally.
It's also assuming we're here in 4 years.
We will be. You're awesome.
Three or four.
Billy's great. Terp's on his way. We're good.
There you go.
I would say that I love the fact that the World Cup is here. I love the fact that the Crafts decided to dump a bunch of money in to make that stadium worthy of a World Cup experience. I think that's great. I think you should try to have major events in your city. I just don't think, you know, Boston is conducive for it. I just don't feel like they have the infrastructure, the highways, the roads. It's such a small little city. You know, it's amazing that they can get anything done. Well, you can have a high school championship, let alone an All-Star game.
Look at Indianapolis, where they built that convention center right beside. Like, you can leave from where the media hotel was or where Radio Row was in Indianapolis, for those who didn't go. You do not have to go outside to walk, you know, under the road, across the street, through the convention center to be able to get to Lucas Oil Stadium. You don't have to go outside at all if you sort of know what you're doing and they, you know, had a setup and all that. But, you know, here, please, parking, good Lord.
It's going to be a nightmare. No, it's going to be – there was a time that I thought that there was like this rumor going around that the Crafts, just a rumor – we're trying to get a Super Bowl. We're trying to get a bid for the Super Bowl. So they were like, hey, this hotel went up, and then this hotel went up, and then they were actually almost had the Encore Hotel was going to be right there in Foxborough, But the good people of Foxborough voted it down and said, not in our city.
Of course.
Okay. If I knew that was the case, I would have voted for it, but whatever.
But they would split it. It would be between Providence and Boston. They see that's a part of what makes the Super Bowl coming here imperfect.
Yes.
Not only is it open air, but that you almost need a city to the south and the city to the north to be able to host both. And then where do you set up all the NFL stuff
see,
that you're
my
used
thing
to
is
and
like,
things like
my
that?
My thing is that it doesn't. The Super Bowl, people will figure it out. They will bitch and complain. It's like, Boston is the worst city to hold to have a Super Bowl. Hell, they had it in New York City, open air, in the middle of the freaking winter. Terrible idea. They got lucky with the weather. But that was another concern. But they can easily do it. Listen, if the city was like trying to get the Olympics, remember that whole crazy thing? Like, they're trying to get the Olympics in Boston?
What an awful idea.
That would have been. I remember one time they were trying to get like IndyCar racing. I forgot what it was.
Formula One.
Formula One racing, right?
By the way, they're setting up shop in Vegas, Formula One. Next Thanksgiving, they're going to be out there. F1's building a facility out there.
Again, Vegas. It's supposed to be like that. You
in
have
10
lots
years,
of space.
It's going to be one of the bigger sports cities in America.
Yeah. No, I was just amazed when I heard. I was like, wow, that's amazing that the city of Boston, it's been over 50 freaking years since the 60s that they've actually hosted an All-Star game.
Well,
I think it's nuts.
Dana on the Cape wants in on this with Gresh and Fourier. Hello, Dana.
Yeah, pretty shocking to me, too, that it's been 50 years when you consider that right down the road in Springfield, you got the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Well, there is that. And it's interesting, Dana, that you bring up the Basketball Hall of Fame because when you – and I get the ties as to why it's there, but for most people that don't get the history, it's like – the Basketball Hall of Fame's in Springfield. It's just like the Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what? Feels like a out-of-the-way outpost. However, on a signature anniversary, you could tie in the Basketball Hall of Fame for something like that. I don't know. I'm just look, if it happens, great. We'll reap the benefits of it. But I'm not rooting for it. You know, like, it's one of those – if that game is played in my backyard, do I want to go? I'm watching at home.
Again, I don't think I'll have anything to do with it either. It was just the whole idea that, now we want it.
It's been that long.
Now we want it. So now when you have all these young studs and you're probably going to have a championship by the time you host it, right? You'll have two of the biggest stars in the NBA.
I mean, if you told me that making this bid and the money that would come in and they could end up fixing the tee, okay, now we're talking about it. But the problem is the tee being a mess that it is right now, when you submit your plan, how are people going to get in and out of the city? Well, they'll sit on the green line for 2 hours standing outside freezing their nards off because somebody hit a switcher wrong or something got derailed or something caught on fire. Like, that's the other thing, too, is that all these cities are going to submit these proposals to the NBA. And they'll be like, well, what's your public transportation like? What was that? My Zoom connect.
There's a glitch.
Yeah, you can't answer that. It's a disaster.
The reality is that they're just not really set up to hold big events. Like, we're talking like it's really like an international event based on all the different, you know, people who will be coming into the city in such a short period of time. There's just they just don't have the infrastructure for it. But they can, out of all the events. So they can handle like an NCAA tournament. They could handle, they could handle, you know, an All-Star game. But there's not a lot of things that this city can really deal with as far as, hey, there's, you know, 50,000 people, you know, 100,000 people coming into the city. At the same time, bottlenecked everywhere. No rooms, no service. Traffic will be a nightmare. You mentioned all the transportation issues. Yes. I just thought it was amazing. Finally,
it'd be nice.
They've decided we're ready to be part of the conversation now.
Now, if it wasn't an open air stadium, maybe you could say, well, it's hosted at Foxborough. Put the big game there, 70,000 people, cover it up, bingo, bango, but ain't gonna
happen. Used to be that if you the Super Bowl was never going to go to an East Coast, open air stadium,
and the only reason it went to New York is because they worked with the teams in funding some of that stadium.
Yeah, and which, because I always thought if you either if you had a new stadium or if you had a new franchise, they were going to put that Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
It depends.
Who wants to go to Jacksonville for a Super Bowl? But they owed it to them. Right? They didn't build a stadium. They were using an old stadium. They just retrofitted.
Well, that's the thing, is that I do believe it was either the city of Jacksonville or the state of Florida pumped a bunch of money into, that was the old Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
Where they pumped a bunch of money into that. It's now TIA Field, I do believe. And that's a part of the reason why. The NFL has now, I think, morphed from that being a hard and fast rule to the, hey, that's something that can put you over the... Because now there are so many cities that bid on Super Bowls that it's the, well, you know, Las Vegas, if you'd like to get one quicker... put $700 million into the stadium of public money, and, you know, we just might bring you the billion-dollar entity or the multi-billion-dollar entity, and that's kind of the way they do it. It used to be stamped up public money, you're going to get it. Now it's kind of like, you're on the list, we'll get to you, but it might be a couple years down the road, depending on the investment from the civic community, I think, as the NFL leaders would like to say. But you're right. Like, and Jacksonville, woefully woefully underprepared to be able to deal with the rush of people. And again, the NBA All-Star Weekend, in on Thursday, out on a Sunday night. All those people, Hanscom will be the busiest place on Sunday night, getting everybody out after that All-Star game if they get it. And we're talking about down the road in 2026. So maybe, just maybe, we've got some things that could be fixed around here to be able to help the Celtics put in a bid. Like, hey, mounds of people aren't going to get left on the side of the street in February because the transportation system can't handle it.
Underrated Super Bowl city that we will never, that the NFL will never go back to again, San Diego. Such an underrated Super Bowl city. What an unbelievable, it's one of the best places for a Super Bowl.
It's wicked expensive, though.
It's, I mean, every place is expensive.
And we live in a place
that's
wicked expensive.
Yeah, but everything is expensive. Look, to live there, yeah, but as far as hosting a Super Bowl, as far as like, what's available, you know,
everybody jacks up the price.
It's just, it was like, it would have underrated city, but we'll never go back to San Diego because they don't have a team.
But it's, can you get around?
Like, yes.
That's why a lot of people like New Orleans, because New Orleans is not only a fun place to be, it's a dirty city, no question, but it's easy to get around. It's easy to navigate. You know, the convention center's on the other side of town from the Superdome, so you can kind of split everybody up a little bit if you need to and all that, but... you know, again, somebody's honking on me. Why do you care about the T? Your big ass doesn't ride it. Well, yeah. So
true.
You know what? That, you know what? While that might be true, do you know why I don't take it? Because it sucks. How about that?
So even if you...
Maybe more people would take the T if they wouldn't. Oh, by the way, there is that part of the proposals that, I care about the T. All right, fine. Let it go to hell in a handbag and then go try to get one of these or go try to improve the city. Or that's why I make the jokes about the bike lanes. We'll let the T fall apart when more people can take that, because people are going to, you know, strap their helmet on February 20th when it's 21 degrees outside and pump up their tires to try to ride 6 or 7 miles to a place where they're going to get splashed, water all over them, all kinds of crap. Now, why would we care about the T? That's one of the easier ways to get around. Why does New York get stuff? Why do other cities get stuff? Because they actually pay attention to it, put some infrastructure in. And yeah, if you want to keep piling on, yeah, it's the mayors, past and present, governors, past and present, all of them. They're all complicit in hurting the Celtics and trying to put in bids like this, because the T is like a covered wagon pulled by sled dogs. but why do you care about, just because you don't use it, why would you care? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some civic development, maybe some ways to get in and out of the city, maybe so people don't have to sit on the Mass Pike for 4 hours when some jackleg is too busy watching YouTube on his phone and he jackknifes a tractor trailer or flips a car over and blocks four lanes. Ain't no other way to get out unless you want to go get trapped on the Green Line somewhere and hope to God he can walk to your car and then go sit in traffic again. Oh, but good God almighty. You know, take the tea. How dare you talk about it? Yeah, why improve the city? Why improve the city at all? You know what? Let TD Garden just become like the old garden. Why would you? Oh, you know, your big ass doesn't sit in a seat in the garden. Why don't you just let that go bad? Sure, what the hell? Flush it down the hopper. We'll go play BU. There you go.
There you go. We're going to play BU. We'll get Steph Curry and all the greats in 5,000-seat arena.
Man, I feel like we just found your chew toy.
Good Lord.
Do you care about the tea?
Yeah, we should. Because if you don't take it, don't have an opinion on it, moron.
I was impressed. Impressive. But I just kicked my feet up. Just kick it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.